Okay, let's unpack this. When you hear smart wearables, you probably think, I don't know, fitness trackers, maybe those fancy ECG vests.
Yeah.
But some of the most exciting stuff isn't actually for humans. It's happening in the animal kingdom. We're doing a deep dive today into smart textiles. That means flexible, washable fabrics with tech built right in. And they're totally changing how we look after animals, pets, horses, even livestock. It's solving real veterinary problems. Our mission here is pretty simple: get you up to speed quickly on how this blend of thread and tech is moving animal care from just reacting to problems to actually predicting them. Continuous analysis, you know.
It's really fascinating stuff. And the core idea, the technology that makes it work, is the textile itself. For a long time, animal wearables were just, well, clunky,
Yeah.
like taping a hard plastic box onto a collar.
Right, not exactly comfortable.
Not at all. Causes rubbing, irritation. Animals hate them. They break easily. Smart textiles get around that. We're talking about integrating component sensors, tiny LEDs, conductive pathways directly into the fabric. We use things like functional embroidery or weaving with conductive threads.
Functional
Yeah,
embroidery.
basically sewing the circuits right in. So you ditch the rigid boards, the hard casings. What you end up with is maybe a horse blanket or a dog harness that feels, well, normal, soft, flexible, but it's also packed with sensors collecting data.
Exactly. So this deep dive is really about understanding this niche field, which is growing incredibly fast. It's kind of elegant, isn't it? Taking complex tech and making it genuinely wearable and comfortable for an animal. But okay, let's talk real world. Animals aren't exactly careful with their gear. A horse in a field, a dog digging, stuff gets dirty, gets knocked around. How do these textile components hold up compared to, say, regular electronics? What makes them durable enough?
Yeah, durability is probably the biggest hurdle. And the solution comes down to how it's integrated. Instead of having one fragile electronic box, the function is spread out across the textile using these conductive threads.
So no single point of failure, kinda.
Pretty much. These components are literally stitched in using strong, washable conductive fibers. So, two big advantages. First, maximum flexibility and comfort because it's part of the fabric. That's huge for getting the animal to even wear it.
Compliance. Very.
Exactly. And second, they're built to be washed and to last. We're talking industrial washing cycles, outdoor use. These textile biosensors, maybe tracking pressure or movement, they're sealed inside the harness or blanket fabric. They have to survive real barn conditions.
Yeah, because like you said, if it breaks after a few uses, especially expensive gear like for horses, then the tech's basically dead on arrival for practical use.
Okay, so the fabric tech is tough and comfy. Let's get into the really interesting part. What can these things actually do? What kind of data are we talking about? Right, this is where it moves way beyond just tracking steps. Because the textile is in constant contact, you can get continuous physiological data, things like heart rate, respiration rate, the absolute basics for monitoring health and stress levels, but continuously.
Okay, that's foundational.
But the real game changer, I think, is the behavioral and motion analysis. Imagine smart textiles woven into leg wraps or integrated into a saddle pad. They can constantly monitor gait.
Gait analysis.
Yeah, crucial for spotting lameness or musculoskeletal issues, especially in performance horses. Think about it. Instead of a vet watching a horse trot for maybe 5 minutes during an exam,
Which is subjective anyway.
exactly. Now you potentially have a 247 objective baseline of how that animal moves.
Wow. So these sensors could potentially pick up like a tiny change in how a horse is moving, maybe something indicating the very start of lameness, weeks before a person would even notice.
Precisely. That early detection is vital, and it applies to other critical conditions too. You mentioned behavior. Think about colic or laminitis in
Oh
horses.
yeah, those are emergencies.
Absolutely. Colic is severe abdominal pain. It can turn surgical really fast. It's a major killer. And laminitis inflammation in the hoof, incredibly painful, often career-ending if you don't catch it super early.
So catching the first signs is everything.
Exactly. And these textiles can monitor those subtle shifts: restlessness, slight changes in gait, maybe lying down more than usual, data points that are almost impossible to catch reliably otherwise.
Okay, the diagnostic power is clear, shifting from reaction to proaction. But you also mentioned therapy. The textiles don't just collect data, they can deliver treatment. That sounds like another big leap.
It is. We're using the same flexible platform to deliver non-invasive therapies like photobiomodulation.
Photobiomodulation.
Yeah.
Okay, break that down. What is that?
Right. So it uses specific wavelengths of light, usually red and near infrared or NIR. We can integrate arrays of tiny flexible LEDs directly into blankets or wraps.
And what does the light actually do to help healing? Is it heat?
No, it's not heat that's key. Think of it more like giving the cells an energy boost. The light penetrates the tissue and stimulates the mitochondria, the powerhouses in the cells. This speeds up the body's natural healing processes like tissue regeneration, wound healing. It helps reduce inflammation.
Okay, so it's like kickstarting the recovery at a cellular level.
That's a good way to put it. And because it's embedded in a soft textile,
You can cover large areas easily without some rigid, heavy lamp thing strapped on.
exactly. Much better coverage, much more comfortable for the animal during treatment. And this approach extends to other things too, like magnetic field therapy.
Right, I've seen those magnetic blankets for horses, usually
Yeah.
with bulky inserts.
Yeah, the traditional ones use solid magnets, but here we can use those same smart-stitched conductive threads to create flexible coils. These coils generate pulsed electromagnetic fields, or PEMF. And they're precisely placed within the blanket to target specific muscle groups or areas needing treatment. The idea is to support circulation, help with muscle recovery, potentially reduce pain, and promote relaxation, all with a completely soft, flexible blanket.
The therapy side sounds huge, especially for recovery and performance animals. But let's bring it back to the everyday owner, too. We've talked diagnostics, therapy. What about just basic safety and convenience? Because, again, if it's not practical, it won't get used.
Absolutely. Practicality is essential, and safety is a big one. Think about illuminated safety textiles. This is where we integrate flexible LED strips or light-transmitting fibers right into the fabric.
Like for dog vests or riding gear.
Exactly, for enhanced visibility at night or in low light. Much better than just passive reflective strips.
Because it's actively lit up.
Bright provides active illumination for safety, maybe signaling for riders, even just decoration. And importantly, because it's integrated into the textile, the vest or whatever remains light, soft, washable, critical for, say, a small dog.
Makes sense. And what about other practical things, like temperature control or tracking? Those seem like obvious areas where rigid tech struggles.
Definitely. Heated clothing is a great example. Traditional heating pads can be tricky, maybe unsafe, with concentrated heat near fur. With smart stitching, we embroider those conductive threads to create very precise heating zones within a vest or blanket.
Okay, so controlled warmth.
Exactly. Great for warming up muscles before exercise to prevent injury or providing comfort for older animals or ones recovering. And because it's low voltage, distributed heat through threads, it's safe for direct contact and the whole thing stays washable.
And tracking. GPS collars are often so bulky, especially for smaller pets.
Yeah, that's where textile integration really shines. Traditional collars have that chunky box for the battery, the antenna. With textile GPS, the antennas and the power lines can be embroidered directly into the collar fabric.
Ah, so much slimmer and lighter.
Significantly. Makes it actually comfortable, even for cats or small dogs. For pet owners, that's great. For researchers or farmers tracking livestock, it means better compliance. The animals are more likely to keep wearing them comfortably, which leads to more reliable data, less chance of damage compared to a rigid unit in rough conditions.
Okay, so let's try and synthesize this. We've gone from early disease detection using gait analysis
Yeah.
all the way to built-in light therapy for healing and even safer, more comfortable tracking and heating, all thanks to essentially sewing tech into fabric.
That's really the core takeaway for you listening. Smart textiles are taking everyday animal gear blankets, vests, collars, and turning them into these incredibly powerful yet comfortable tools. They overcome those old problems of rigidity, discomfort, poor durability.
Which, as you said, makes the animals more likely to wear them consistently.
And that consistency is what unlocks the potential for continuous health monitoring and management.
It really does shift the focus towards prevention, giving vets and owners a much deeper real-time insight into an animal's health baseline.
Yeah, the whole paradigm shifts. Instead of just reacting to obvious symptoms, you move towards predictive analysis based on continuous objective data. That's the future unfolding here.
So, here's something to think about. If we can now gather all this detailed physiological and behavioral data continuously while animals are just living their normal lives, how is that flood of real-time, non-invasive information going to fundamentally change veterinary timelines? Think about catching chronic issues months, maybe even years, before they'd show up clinically today. What does that really mean for preventative care? That's the potential these smart textiles are starting to unlock.